Hey everyone, it's Joe, and if you're listening to this bonus episode at the end of season one, well, hopefully that means that you listened to all of season one. So if you did, massive thank you. I hope you really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed recording all of these conversations, and it's been a really interesting journey learning how to start a podcast and record it and publish the episodes out everywhere. It's been a lot of fun. And if you're on the fence and thinking about doing one, I highly, highly recommend it. You're always welcome to reach out to me as well, and I can at least give you a few tips and things that I've learned along the way. But the main point of this shorter episode today is just to recap the season and talk about who I met. I'll throw in a few stats in there as well. And just to summarize some of the themes of what we talked about and what I learned. So in terms of companies that all of my guests worked at, all of these 10 guests that I had on, so between them, they had worked at games companies like EA, Riot Games, Outright Games, Space Ape Games, Supercell, CCP Games, Curve Games, Tencent, Sega, Preloaded, Zynga, Triple Dot, Voodoo, Playticker, and MPG, and that's not the full extensive list either. So it's a real full spectrum across games and publishers. And you know, my guests have also, interestingly, and this is my first point I want to mention, many of them had come from outside of games, perhaps had even a completely different career first. I think about Ido, that had come from the Israeli military into games, or Sam, who had been at companies like Unilever and GSK. And sorry if you just heard something in the background there, that was my it's my dog having a shaking off something. But anyway, yes, so Sam had been at GSK and Unilever selling ice cream and product and FMCG products and things like that. We had Mary, who had been at JP Morgan previously, been in that whole world of the trading floor, even into games. So I love that. I love the variety that I talk to, and the natural thread being that they're all passionate about games and just found their way into games at a later time. In terms of some stats, so Spotify was definitely the most dominant platform for listening. So we had 49.9% of viewers on Spotify, followed by Apple Podcasts, 20.4%, and web, 16.3%. And I'm not going to go through the full list because it goes into the smaller percentages after that. And where my listeners are, so the top country, unsurprisingly, is the UK with 57%. And well, it's because I'm British, right? And we had some other British guests on, followed by USA at 15%, and then Spain at 7.4%. So if you are listening from Spain right now, thank you. There was tons of other countries again, but I'm not going to keep going down further through the percentages. I found that a lot of the value of these episodes, like if I actually look at how many episodes were downloaded and listened to, it's just shy of 500. We're starting small and we're starting humble, but that's fine. I found that there's actually a ton of value from summarizing these episodes, putting them on social. Like, for example, just on LinkedIn, those posts about the podcast episodes hit about 1,200 likes and 75,000 impressions. And so I think there's value to be had from distilling a conversation, putting it out in short for people who perhaps don't have the time to listen to a full episode. So that's been well received as well. In terms of other themes, naturally, I was talking about people's careers and how they got into games, and that was incredible. But also people's takes on culture. The term psychological safety actually came up quite a few times. And what that phrase means is creating psychological safety at your company is about building trust. People feel safe. People feel safe to innovate, feel safe to take risks, feel safe to share their true opinions and be themselves. That's not only when people are happiest, but when they do their best work. So that was a real common thread in a few of the conversations here as well. I like that there's discussions about growth isn't always linear. There's no direct line to growth, and that especially you're getting into an industry that you love and that you're passionate about, you may take what may seem like a step back in responsibilities or salary or something like that to pursue something that you really love. I think another theme here from leadership is about listening. All these leaders that I talk to are very good listeners for their employees and very happy to advocate for them and take on the responsibilities of those collective decisions as well. There were just tons of nuggets in there, and I really enjoyed listening back to the conversations as well. So coming up in season two, we have already 15 guests scheduled. And I'm really excited about that as well. There's a bunch of people who had reached out to me asking to be on there, and also naturally I'm constantly reaching out seeing who wants to be on there. So the crafts that we had from season one, we had a CEO, operations, creative, we had a founder on there, recruiting, naturally, finance, product, and sales. I'm going to keep trying to diversify that pool of crafts. I'd love to see more engineering leaders, for example, and see if this takes slightly differ, or at least the way in that they talk about talk about talent slightly differs. So really excited for season two. That's going to be coming in the new year while I get those conversations recorded and edited and underway. Like I said, just a shorter episode today. So if you've been along for the ride, thank you so, so much. And see you in the next one. Have a great Christmas and the end to 2024. All right. Bye.